Stop that staring.
Oh, don't be angry, Inspector. I didn't mean to offend you. I was just thinking.
Huh? What? Thinking what?
Thinking how much we have in common.
Don't you say that. Shut up!
But it's true. You wanted to do it too, didn't you? You wanted to do exactly what I did.
Who else holds the key, Stevens?
Miss Smith had one. Probably the school board too.
What will happen to the place now, Inspector? Do you know?
I suppose it'll have to close.
It mustn't close. What about the children?
Or maybe the board should find someone else to run it. Could that have been a possible motive? Someone wanted the position.
She was killed for a job.
Her murders have been committed for less. Now, presumably she used one room as an office.
Through there.
Well, Mr. Holmes?
Well, they're surprisingly little. Most people's characters can be read quite easily from their workplace. Unfortunately, our schoolteacher was not one of them.
You've seen nothing at all?
Well, beyond the obvious facts that she was tidy, methodical, musical, creative, well-liked by her pupils, and much concerned for their general welfare, I can deduce nothing.
That's right. That's exactly how she was.
Tidy and methodical, yes, you can see that, of course. Musical, you got from the Sun copies. How did you know she was creative?
Story for the children, written in her own hand.
Ah.
Yeah, there are many.
Yeah, she was always writing stories.
Yes, and her love for her charges was reciprocated. Look at the affectionate nature of the paintings they've done of her.
Her concern for their health and welfare?
It's a copy of a letter to Dr. Tranter, asking if he can arrange a regular visit. Yes, none of this is important. Let's hope that her home proves more forthcoming.
The villagers found the cottage unlocked on Sunday morning.
Do you know if anyone went inside?
Well, if they did, no one's admitted to it. I put a man to guard the door as soon as I could.
So how long did you keep him stationed here?
Until I got him myself. I went inside, found the keys, and made the place secure.
Good.
They were on a hook in the hallway, so I didn't have to disturb anything at all.
Ah, yes, that's excellent.
Have you been in here before, Stevens?
Of course not.
Well, I thought you were friends.
She was my friend.
But she never invited you here?
Well, she liked her privacy.
Indeed.
And there are several points of interest in this hallway, wouldn't you say, Sir Dawkins?
Well, I...
Well, just stay here, if you please, while I examine the main room.
Ah, yes, this is better.
We shouldn't be doing this. It's like a violation. Don't you want her killer brought to justice?
This is all wrong. I keep expecting her to come down the stairs or something.
She won't be coming down the stairs.
You think I don't know that? You think I don't know she's dead? I know it.
Yeah, and so you damn well should.
I didn't do it. How many times? Is that why you brought me here? You think I'm going to break down and confess?
No, that's not why you're here.
Then why?
Because Mr. Holmes thinks you can help.
Help? How on earth can I help?
By telling me where she was planning to go.
To go? What do you mean?
Come through.
I no doubt you observed the travelling trunk under the stairs in the hallway. It was brought into this room very recently, opened and packed. Now why should she do that if she wasn't planning to go away?
She would never have left the village. What about the children?
We'll come to that in a moment.
How do you know about the trunk?
From the marks on the floorboards and the rug.
Oh.
The trunk was dragged in here, opened out, packed, and then unpacked in some haste and put away again.
Why on earth would she do such a thing?
She didn't. Miss Smith packed the trunk, but it was emptied by someone else. Someone who was strong enough to return it to the hallway without leaving any extra marks on the floor.
I'm sorry, but I can't see that there's been any packing and unpacking.
Remember how tidy she was.
Yeah.
Yeah, how neat. It's perfectly plain that a good many items in this room are not in their proper places. Personal things, things she was planning to take with her. I mean, they're close, but they're not exact. They were put back by someone working at speed and almost certainly under some emotional strain.
Someone who wanted to disguise the fact that she'd been planning a journey.
Exactly. So we now know three things of some importance. Firstly,